The following podcast is bookended by events that took place between 3:35 p.m. and 3:45 p.m. on February 2nd, 2017. Podcast events happen in real time, except for the middle part, which was previously recorded. Welcome, everyone, to the Pop Culture Podcast by Fantastic Geek. My name is Matt. Joining me, as always, is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Matt. Hello, everyone. Here today on the eve of Super Bowl 51, Matt, a little bit more than 26-ish hours before the premiere of 24 Legacy.
Yes, and we had a wallop of a preview of 24 Legacy back at New York Comic Con. Pete, why don't we go back in time, turn the clock back, if you will, re-listen to that, then we'll come back and share some other thoughts about 24 Legacy. How does that sound?
Sounds like we need a countdown. Blink, 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 blink. That, Matt, of course, the sound of the countdown clock for the 24 franchise, rekindled here with 3/5 of the 24 Legacy pilot.
Yeah, and given that we were both kind of like, you know, we've both seen 24, enjoyed 24, we both were like, you know, do we go to this panel? Do we not? Well, it's at a good time. It'll give us something to do. We'll be able to leave and then go get a good spot. We're already guaranteed a spot in line for Marvel Netflix. This will guarantee us a good spot. So yeah, we'll go do it. Oh my goodness, Pete. I had forgotten how great 24 is, particularly at making your heart beat out of its chest. Wow. 24 is back. 24 is amazing. Corey Hawkins as the lead is wonderful. Jimmy Smits is there. Miranda Otto is there. Away we go. 24 reborn.
Yeah, I have watched every single episode of the run, and clearly there are times when it's been better. But they did the miniseries 3 years ago. They're rebooting it here without Kiefer Sutherland, and that of course was a large concern. But you can see with what we've seen why Fox has such confidence and giving it the plum spot immediately after Super Bowl 51 on February 5th.
If you have ever enjoyed any season of 24, check this out. Honestly, Pete, we all know what the deal is. Here's the slam against 24. We know it's not going to get solved anything in like the middle half, right? They're going to set stuff up, maybe do a surprise killing in the first quarter. Then the last quarter, things start getting really good. And in the middle, that's kind of where you find pudginess somewhere in the middle. It's only 12 episodes long.
And yes, and events occur, as you know, Matt, in real time. And we're not going to spoil anything because we saw, you know, 3/5 of the episode months and months and months before it will air, but I will tell you that the events of the day that they're doing, there will be 12 hours. So only half a day. So I don't know. Should they rename the series 12, Matt?
Well, I mean, okay. Two thoughts. First of all, 24, obviously you got to stick with that, even though 24: Legacy, that gives you the wiggle room. By the way, Pete, I just want to point out on Wikipedia, the episode list is as follows. Episode 1, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Episode 2, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And then the remaining episodes are all TBA.
Yes, they have jumped around and played a little bit with time before, and that's that. But that was the other thing, that they will begin this day. We begin watching this day at noon in a new situation with the new lead, who was tremendous as Dr. Dre in the Straight Outta Compton movie, the venerable Jimmy Smits as a presidential candidate, his co-star Miranda Otto as the soon-to-be former head of CTU, the series counterterrorism unit, along with the hopeful first lady of Jimmy Smith's character, and the announcement coming out of the panel, making news there, Matt, of the return of at least one old friend.
Indeed, Tony Almeida back, and they referenced how him escaping prison was a DVD bonus, home video bonus for the London miniseries they had done. So they said, either this is extremely well planned or extremely lucky. And that got a good chuckle, because clearly the suggestion being they just kind of lucked into this. I mean, Pete, high octane, heart pounding, and then just, you know, a different perspective in that it's not, you know, it's not Kiefer Sutherland, it's Corey Hawkins here. So totally stoked for the show. Can't wait for it to start.
And you know what makes my heart pound and Matt's heart pound even more than a pulse pounding episode of 24 months before it airs is when our listeners so graciously go to Patreon and give what little they have there so that we can help bring New York Comic Con visits and podcast episodes of entire series to you.
Pete, I bet that war hero Eric Carter of 24 Legacy, if he were a real person and not on the run from insert bad guys who we won't mention in the course of 24 Legacy, I bet he would head over to patreon.com/fantasticgeek. So if he's going to do it, and he's a former, well, I don't want to say that. And then in the shootout, well, I don't want to say that either, but check it out, won't you? So Pete, here we are back in real time again, having had our flashback and soliloquy. How has the 24 Legacy panel from all those months ago, how has that stuck with you here on 24 Legacy's Eve?
Well, given that we only watch three-fifths of the episode, three acts of the episode, I, for one, Matt, in addition to being pulled in by the new characters, the new narrative, I want to see the resolution, and, you know, I think they've got me. I think they've got me for this season.
I had a family member say to me, I think somebody who has a little less knowledge of the nuance of television that you and I have, clearly they could have gotten Kiefer Sutherland back and they chose not to. Therefore, they're not trying with this. Therefore, it's not worth seeing. Well, a couple of thoughts there. Kiefer Sutherland is in the middle of starring and executive producing, and if you read between the lines in the entertainment press, also behind the scenes show running, designated survivor, which clearly he's happy with. That's a big hit, et cetera, et cetera. It also, you know, he's the boss there. He's not beholden to anyone there, especially, like I said, you read some of the articles. I think he had a hand in having one showrunner removed and another one replaced. So he's the man there, and that's fine. You could be in charge of your own career at this point. If you want to be executive producer and kind of man about town at age 50 over on Designated Survivor, fine. Meanwhile, there's a great 24 story about to unfold. And the notion, Pete, that we get it in 12 episodes, that's super exciting, because anybody who's ever seen 24 and knows usually hour 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in the middle of the 24, it gets a little flabby.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, this will be successful coming with a lead-in of Super Bowl 51. I would imagine the next couple weeks, although I'm not sure when it's going to regularly air. Do we even know the night and time?
I believe it is Mondays. Well, it certainly is going to premiere Super Bowl evening. And then as I look at my calendar here, because math is difficult, yes, it's going to be on Mondays.
Are they following up on Super Bowl's time slot the next night with a second episode?
They are.
They are. Okay. So boom, you know, and they're going to get, you know, they won't get Super Bowl lead in ratings for that, but they'll get solid ratings because people want to see the next hour. I would love to see, I know we covered it in the New York Comic Con segment, you know, recorded 3.5-4 months ago, you know, that it's only 12 hours a season. I would love to see a jump or somebody gets knocked out and then it picks up 8 hours later or something like that as a real twist. I know there's been some behind the scenes stuff too. You know, you mentioned Kiefer Sutherland and, you know, Designated Survivor, and, you know, we watched the pilot. We have stayed with the show. It has become increasingly less believable the longer it's gone on. I can't imagine what they're going to do in an era of presidential politics that we're in now when they return in March, but they took a super long break. There has been some stuff bandied about that Kiefer may eventually make himself available to premiere, to appear in this show. His character, I'm trying to remember, again, it's been so long. Did they directly reference that he's behind bars in Russia, or is that just that I happen to know that story?
I don't believe they make reference to that in the first three acts that we saw at New York Comic Con.
Okay. So, you know, like you said, people are like, oh, why don't they have Kiefer Sutherland, apart from the fact that, you know, he's on a platform on a different network. You know, his character isn't able to right now, but as they announced to us, and, you know, there's since been a lot to come out about it, they are getting, you know, Tony Alameda, you know, the character there who's like Kiefer Light on the show and maybe slightly more of a bad boy. So they're going to have that edge. And to give the new star here, coming off a film with Straight Outta Compton that he probably should have warranted an Oscar nomination, I guess Best Supporting might have fit it well. Either way, we know how that went last year. This is a vehicle for him. You've got Jimmy Smits. You've got the woman from Homeland.
Miranda Otto.
So, you know, it's not as if they need Kiefer, at least not yet. But like you said, you know, the flabbiness with 24 seasons not only occurs with the narrative and the structure of telling a story in 24 parts when, you know, back in the day when it was 22 episodes and they had to juggle that. There's also a ratings issue. People would cash out. And it was one of the first shows to never show repeats because of the unique way in which it was told.
Well, I remember from seeing what we saw at New York Comic Con, how strong Corey Hawkins was as the lead. He, of course, Pete, mysteriously killed off The Walking Dead earlier this season.
Right.
in what I believe was his only appearance.
Well, never seen killed off. Believed killed off. But yeah, you know.
Pending the success of 24 Legacy.
you know, watching and live tweeting along with that show. And oh, man, I hope the gentleman with the dreadlocks, that it's really just a knit hat that looked like dreadlocks, who's gonna have his own show in February right after the Super Bowl, makes it through this episode. Yeah.
Then he didn't. By the way, Pete, on the appearance of Jack Bauer in June 2015, Kiefer Sutherland said, "I am not coming back to do 24. In September of that year, he said he would definitely not return in any way. And then 1 year ago, he said, "I've learned enough over the last few years to not say never."
Yeah.
And has also added,
I'm here to tell you right now, it's going to happen if the show continues.
Furthermore, if Designated Survivor doesn't go on for whatever reason, I think the ratings are strong enough. But let's say 24 Legacy is now going to run 7 seasons. You know, at a certain point, probably Kiefer Sutherland is available. At the very least, I think the standard network TV contract is you're allowed to do one guest appearance for somebody else while you're a lead in a show. So at the very least, you work them in an episode, or you have a cameo, or whatever it might be. I think Kiefer Sutherland can talk to his executive producer boss, Kiefer Sutherland, and get that okay. I mean, bottom line is this. Instead of talking about what it is not,
right,
it is going to be, Pete, the way I've described it before, and indeed may have described it back in the prior segment, it's like falling in love all over again. It's like, this is the 24 I remember, where there's twists, there's turns. You are immediately injected into it. You're immediately rooting for these people. You're immediately feeling a cold sweat and your heart fluttering and want to learn more about these people.
That's just the thing. And I think we both went into that panel and screening with a guarded attitude. And almost immediately, that's taken away by the strength of most of the episode, most of the pilot, which we've seen. And even then, you know, it's not a true pilot in that this is a tried and true property that, you know, has been on TV over the last dozen years. And, you know, with this little break, the last 2, 3, 4, whatever it was, years. But yeah, I'm super excited to see Corey Hawkins. I think, you know, Straight Outta Compton was an introduction for a lot of people, and, you know, doesn't hurt to have the eyeballs from The Walking Dead once they put two and two together. But this is his vehicle, and I think he's going to be a very big TV star. And, you know, with Miranda Otto's character and who she brings, and then the venerable Jimmy Smits, okay, and getting to see all of them at New York Comic Con and what they're going to do, you know, and until this show wrongs me, Matt, it's got me.
Well, Pete, let's put on our magic hats. Let's look into our crystal balls here, Pete. Episode 101, entitled 12 noon to 1 p.m. Pete, what do you think that means?
I think it means that some people are having lunch. Others, it's a little early based on the time zone. And yeah, what are we going to do if they're going to go with a straight 12? Although it doesn't quite make sense for a show called 24, they're going to end at midnight. But like I said, play with the convention a little bit, you know, cold cock somebody to the back of the head. You know, Hawkins' character gets hit in hour 8 to the back of the head, and suddenly it's, you know, 4 a.m. in the morning and he's coming too. I'd really love to see some kind of out of left field twist like that.
Well, spoiler, Pete, do you think that will happen in the next episode entitled 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.?
I'm guessing no. And it makes sense. Give us 2 consecutive hours in real time to, you know, begin to meet everybody, get the narrative started, everything that, you know, good TV structure dictates. But, you know, the creative team, and again, having them there at New York Comic Con to express how they want to remain true to the vision, yet we're going to mix it up. We're going to, you know, see new characters. We're going to bring in some of the old. You know, this is not your uncle's 24, because it's not old enough to be your dad's 24. But, you know, it is still the same idea.
Well, super excited to watch it after the Super Bowl and the next night, and to be tuning in Mondays at 8 to see the continued adventures of Eric Carter, ex-Army Ranger, who, Pete, is going to have 12 interesting hours for 24 Legacy.
Or at least 12 episodes.
With that, Pete, how can people be in touch with you?
You can find me on Twitter at Peter, PieterJKetelar 8791. Followers, can't be wrong. And we'll be live tweeting during 24 Legacy, so look for us on the Twitter.
And while I'm personally on Twitter as Looking Back Lost, you can be in touch with your podcast pals 24. Oh, Pete, it's all connected. 24/7, 365. We are Fantastic Geek. That is Fantastic with the PH on FantasticGeek.com. Fantastic Geek on Twitter and Instagram. The email, FantasticGeek@gmail.com. But wait, Pete, there's more.
facebook.com/fantasticgeek with a PH, all one word. Like us today, and within 24 seconds, you will be part of a whole new family you never knew you had.
We will be back to podcast Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week and for the next couple of weeks. Pete, that's our radar for February. What's ahead in March?
Well, Matt, the next big Marvel Defenders series and the final Defender, Iron Fist, which we also caught quite an eyeful of at New York Comic Con, will drop. We will begin with episodes when the whole season drops on St. Patrick's Day on March 17th, but we already have a number of episodes, including that New York Comic Con look inside and ahead to the series.
Certainly exciting times indeed. And then ahead to star dates as of yet unknown. We will, of course, be podcasting Star Trek Discovery when it launches, and plenty of episodes in anticipation and in Star Trek Revelation already on our Star Trek Discovery feed, or, of course, on the Pop Culture Podcast feed, which you are listening to, hopefully, right now. With that, Pete, I will say time's up to all our listeners and give you the final word.
Blunk. Blunk.